Right, yeah, and I watched a lot of guys that were monkeying around doing this, and some of the ideas they had were a real miss. They were filling up with water and causing all sorts of trouble and that. And the guy that did this one here, it looked like it worked pretty well. I still think there's going to be a water issue to contend with one way or the other. You know, I was thinking petcock and periodically draining or something like that. I don't know. But that's why I didn't want to spend any money on one of these. And when this one popped up, this little radiator, you know, popped up for $5, I figured for $5, I'll play around.
Yeah, you know what I would do is I would put, like, a piece of brass pipe, let's say a quarter inch or 3/8, you know, brass pipe on the bottom of that radiator so all the water falls to the bottom, and then just use the pressure, you know, of the exhaust to push it out. You'll have a little bit more loss, but you'll also still have a lot more efficiency because you're capturing that exhaust temperature.